Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, March 30th, 2015, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday, people. I hope all is well in your world. If you like most people, well, all of the distractions and stuff and keeping things well certainly does require a little work, faith, positive thinking, attention, doesn't it? You bet it does. So much to do, so little time. Have you ever said that? My plate runneth over. So many things and people requiring, if not demanding your attention. Yes, that is life for so many of us. But yay for us for making every effort to hold it down, do our best, give our best, and go out of one day ready and set for the next one. We are troopers, right? Face forward, faith forward. Going forward. That's how we do it. I like that word forward. It means momentum. It has energy. It means direction, and I like that, particularly when you may have lost your way. It's a very important word and concept. My special guest today is Dana World Patterson. She is the chair of the Human Trafficking Task Force of Greater Milwaukee. She also is the CEO of her own consulting company. We'll talk about that. But she's here today, and we are going to talk about a very important issue and great work that she's doing to help eradicate sex trafficking and getting girls moving forward in a new direction, on a new road into a new future for themselves. So we'll be talking about that issue today and how important it is to continue to shed light on this very, very serious subject. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you very, very, very much. I am so glad to be here, Silver Ray.
I'm so glad to have you.
Those
of you doing such immense work, such important immense work, and then, you know, you can make the time, and I know it's not taking the time, it's making the time to sit down and talk with me. I truly appreciate it. These are you know, matters that are so close to my own heart, and I just want us to get information out there with all of the others to keep, again, light on it and hopefully get these young girls and women onto greater pathways in life. So what I would like to do, you are so involved. I want you to tell us about some of your involvement, and then let's talk about some of the facts and findings around sex trafficking. Tell us about yourself. There's so much. You're taking a great lead in Milwaukee. So tell us about that.
Well, believe it or not, I am celebrating 25 years teaching etiquette and image.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 6 years ago that I began noticing, maybe a little bit longer than that, that I began noticing that girls were angry. And I'm thinking, why are girls so angry, especially when I show up, because I teach etiquette and image, and I noticed this level of rage. And I was having a discussion. It became a very loving circle with high school girls. And I asked them, there were 15 girls, I asked how many of them had been touched inappropriate. And believe it or not, 14 of the 15 girls said that they had been touched inappropriate. And even though that was sad information and disgusting, it answered the question to why they were angry. So it wasn't that they were being bad or just acting out. They really wanted someone to ask the right question. So it answered a huge piece of the puzzle for me, because I'm thinking these girls have to go back home to their grandfathers, their mother's boyfriends, brother's friends. The circle, as they went around the circle, it became more and more disgusting. But it answered the question, because also I was attending meetings on human trafficking. And while I was learning about human trafficking and going to the meetings, I was thinking, how can my world of etiquette and image merge with eradicating human trafficking? And that incident gave me the bridge, because I began to see the levels of vulnerability within our girls. And if you were to peel back the mind of a trafficker, or what we call a pimp, they look for girls and women, also boys and men, but particularly girls and women with multiple vulnerabilities. So that is what has been just floating my boat, as they say, or wind beneath my wings for the past 6 years. And I'm also chairing the Human Trafficking Task Force of Greater Milwaukee. And while doing that, I also formed Foundations for Freedom, Inc., which is also designed to eradicate human trafficking by reducing those vulnerabilities that we see in women and girls, and increasing self-esteem. So every day is busy, but every day is full of a level of accomplishment as we reach to really reduce human trafficking in our city.
Yeah.
And give women and girls hope again. You know, I like the idea, Silver Ray, of going from victim, and some of the women and girls do not self-identify as a victim. But maybe once they're rescued, going from victim to survivor. And I don't like the idea of staying there as a survivor. We know what it's like to survive. Sometimes that can be bare minimal. Oh, I woke up. I'm still breathing. I'm still here. But really moving from surviving to thriving 24/7. I like saying that it's okay to be better. So having the inner thrust of being better and really thriving every day. And that's why I exist.
Yeah, and you are doing an amazing job. I often see your celebrations on Facebook,
thank you.
I love seeing it. I want to ask you a few things. First of all, if there's information, I often think that, you know, we tend to have, like you, these people right in our families and our lives. And tell us about any facts or findings that may help us. Of course, the anger, we may notice some anger in some of the relationships. Is there anything else to look for or watch for when we're just going through our daily life and, with teens or women in our own lives that we should watch for?
Absolutely. Consider human trafficking. We all have heard of prostitution. And many of us, when we see someone that we consider a prostitute, we may have turned our heads the other way, felt that they were there of their own volition. But the beauty of the definition of human trafficking, it gives us a punitive response because there's force, fraud, and coercion involved for the purpose of sexual exploitation, as well as labor trafficking. You'll see that's when you tend to see more boys than men. Mm-hmm. And there's also the crossing over for sex as well. But force, fraud, and coercion is what you need, what we should keep in mind when we're talking about human trafficking. We also call it modern-day slavery. And if you can wrap your mind around a slave, and some people say, well, why won't she just leave? Why won't they just leave? Well, because of the manipulation that has taken place, it's not so easy. And I know of an account of one trafficker that told the victim, your only way out is to jump. You know,
wow.
So yes, it's brutal. And it's been hidden in plain sight. So what I love about awareness is now and as we go through some of the things to look for, you'll begin to see it and you'll begin to notice it. 13 is the average age that girls are trafficked in the United States. We've seen girls at 10 years mm-hmm. old. When you consider the genitalia of a 10-year-old and why an adult would want to find pleasure in that, it's really, it's horrible. But
sickening.
10. It is sickening.
Yeah, how are you and your organization able to connect with these girls? I know it can be easy for them to come forth, but I know every time I see a picture of you, you have quite a large group. So how is that happening? How are you getting the opportunity to offer your services and your support and love to these girls? Is it actually through the scenario you painted for us earlier when they come to your classes, or are there programs now that are offering them the opportunity to come forth, and are they doing that to let you know that, you know, they're in that situation?
Through the task force, we have about 50 organizations that come on a regular basis. And there are different organizations that do different things. Some at the medical clinic, some they have programs for survivors, others they're teenagers. For Foundations for Freedom, we work on both sides of the coin. I believe that prevention is worth a pound of cure, so we're working with 7th and 8th graders through a program to raise awareness so that our young people will know what to look for and also to build self-esteem. And then on the other side, we're working with the police department and other organizations that have identified individuals that are part of the life. That's one form of lingo. And then they contact us, and we're working with these women and girls and other organizations in the task force work that
way. How hard is it to rescue them?
Sometimes very, and sometimes it's easy. You know, I went to a trial, and the young lady on the stand said that there was a sting where the police department were rescuing the girls, you know, a sting where they just kind of do a sweep, and they picked this young lady up, and she said that her pimp was in the cut, meaning that he was watching. And if it wasn't for arresting her, she probably would have gone back with him. Because sometimes our young ladies, they identify the trafficker or the pimp as their boyfriend. And they've been manipulated into thinking that that's what he is, that he loves them. And she may love them. It's called Stockholm Syndrome. She may have a child by him. So she may really love him. She may have invested and may have been with him long enough that she is now considered a bottom. And they call them bottom bees or bottom girls. But she's basically the one that's the manager of his business. But she's been manipulated herself. She's still trafficked through force, fraud, or coercion. So sometimes it's very easy for them to leave, and then other times it's tough. And even when they've been rescued, sometimes they'll go back. So it's not easy by any means that once they're free, the shackles are gone, that they will remain free. And then other times they know that the time has come and they don't want that life anymore. And then you really have to work with them through the trauma, the pain. Many of them have had their teeth pushed in multiple times, kicked down the stairs, left in cages. It's horrific. But so then there's a program, a reprogramming that needs place, and it takes time. And the trauma is very real. And if they don't come, if that trauma doesn't settle right away, it could be years before they begin to share.
Yes, yes. You mentioned a little bit ago that there were several vulnerabilities in the case of most of the victims. Can you share that? Are you referring to things like maybe they're runaways or homeless, or what do you mean when you use that phrase?
Yes, runaways, homelessness, dancing in particular when our girls stripping,
mm-hmm.
when our girls go up north or go to some of these clubs, they become vulnerable to the life and to the game. Also, drugs. Heroin is back on the scene. Now, there are some traffickers that they, as they say, don't allow drugs. But I know of a woman who said that she had to sedate herself before getting up, going up to dance. And when she would come down, she had to sedate herself. And that was every day, all day, in order for her to function. So drugs are used. We know of a case where the trafficker used heroin. And the girls, the women, instead of coming down off the high, they did whatever he wanted so that they could come back and get more heroin. So it's multiple. Sometimes it is a lack of love and care and someone paying attention in the home, but it's not always the case. I know of a woman, she was an adult. She said that she was making very good money. She had her degree, and life was going on pretty normal for her. She said, but she had not dealt with her hurt and pain. And it was just that one, that person that came along to say the right things, to manipulate her hurt and pain, and she ended up on the street. So we know that there are other things in between, but again, it goes back to those vulnerabilities.
Yes. Can you tell us when there is this incredible amount of pain, I imagine guilt and so many other tough emotional places that they have to heal and grow and redevelop? You said reprogramming. Tell us about that process. Tell us about your programs.
Oh, boy. A part of it is a safe place to land. So when they come in, just to be able to have a safe place. And there are other programs within the task force where other survivors are working as advocates. And just to be able to talk through with someone else that has been there what's going on. As a part of our board, we also have a therapist. And most places have therapists to help the women just to settle down, calm their minds. And for me, I'm looking forward to housing is huge. There's a huge housing need for the women and girls. So I'm looking forward to them having a, being able to come in and have a beautiful shower, pampered, a nice cup of soup, you know, just to rest their minds. And hopefully that will be enough for them to stay still for a moment and think about it. Because there are other programs that say that there's always the temptation to run. And even speaking with some of the ladies, if their money gets low, one of the first things they think about, just like drugs, when it's always calling, I know how to make a few $100s. I know how I can get an easy 1,000, you know, to go dance or strip, something like that. But then it's, don't do it. We know what that's going to, you know how that's going to end up. It's not easy money. It's not quick money. So there are a lot of different ways that we work with the women to continue to encourage them. And one is just walking patiently with them. Just being patient.
I know that, I'm sorry, go ahead and finish your sentence.
No, go ahead.
Well, I know that another extra special area of your expertise is the image and self-esteem. And of course, that plays a huge and significant role in how these girls and women and any person actually, but particularly in situations like this, how they can get hold of who they really are in a way that becomes healthy and a sense of pride. And it's certainly a fun one. And so talk to us about that special area where you teach them about how special they are.
Yes, and I call this Project Pink. And Project Pink, people influencing or inspiring needful knowledge. And through this program, we have the opportunity to talk about the importance of loving yourself, even as young girls, feeling pretty, doing things
right
that they love, you know, giving them many opportunities to explore and be creative so that they can see that there's a big world out there. And while we're talking to them about loving themselves and how to stand and how to walk and how to sit, which utensil to use, and just for some of us would be 101, things that are very common, but to others they may not have ever been told the importance of it and how it makes you feel. And I love, you know, when we start talking about poise and posture and how you carry yourself, having a strong handshake and what that means to the world. It just helps to build confidence within them, and then they begin to speak another language. They
That's
speak
right.
a language that others that know the language identify with. When they go in to reach for their hand, right hand, I say, go right into I'm drawing a blank, but when you shake a person's hand and power meets power, I said, the other person, when you squeeze their hand, they know exactly what you're saying. So we work with those type of skills so that they will hold their head back and, you know, keep their chin level to the ground, but walk in a place of authority, but not arrogance. And it goes a long way. Also, when they know which fork to use, or so you can now dine with the president. You know, simple things like turning off your phone at the table. taking your time, not talking with food in your mouth. You know, just really simple things that they'll, all of them will raise their hand and say, yes, my brother eats that way, you know, but so we have a lot of fun. So in a fun way, we're introducing confidence and being your best self while also sharing tidbits about this other world that exists.
Yes.
And we know for sure that, oh, pardon me, that it's the trafficker. The trafficker doesn't look for the strong. He looks for the weak. So
right.
If you're able to look a person in the eye and it's a trafficker, they're going to move on. But if you look a person in the eye that will mean you no harm, then it says that you have confidence and that you're strong.
Yeah.
So we go through those little bits that will go a long way.
And you and I both know that
safe.
It takes you through the rest of your life.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Well,
and
we only have
practice.
About 4 minutes left. And so go ahead and complete what you want to say, and then tell us, as listeners, people listen from everywhere, where additional information. I imagine that there are agencies all over. Do they just Google, you know, sex trafficking agencies or what? What would be the best approach for that?
There is a national hotline, 1-888-3737. But if there is someone is in danger, call your local police. Call 911. If you see something, say something, do something. If you have someone in your family that you believe is trafficked, feel free to reach out to MPD if you're in Milwaukee, your local police department. You can also contact me via internet at Foundations for Freedom, Inc., INC, Foundations with an F, number four, Foundations, number four, Freedom, INC, at gmail.com. But if you see something, say something, do something. It's those
I'll make
of
sure
us
I put
that
on the website, Dana.
The website.
Contact for you. No, your email. I'm going to make sure your email is included on my website so that anyone who wishes to reach out to you can do that.
Okay, perfect. Foundations, number four, freedom, INC, at gmail.com.
Okay, awesome. Well, this has been quite an insightful conversation, and I learned a lot myself, and I some of those things I really didn't have any idea about the, oh my gosh, how very intense some of those situations are for some of those girls and the vulnerabilities that you talked about. And I guess I'm just hoping as a society that we keep our hearts open and our eyes open and really look these things in the face and do just what you're saying. If you see something, say something, and of course, do something. That's the answer. I want to thank you so much again for making the time to be my special guest. It's just been wonderful. I truly appreciate you. Thank you. Thanks a million.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, in Milwaukee, it's in Wisconsin, it has been identified in all 72 counties. So we have to pay attention. Thank you very much for having me on your show, Silver Ray. I really appreciate it.
All right. I look forward to talking to you again. I've been talking with Dana World Patterson. She is the chair of the Human Trafficking Task Force of Greater Milwaukee. If you would like more information, please contact her at Foundations for Freedom, Inc. at gmail.com. Foundations for Freedom, Inc. at gmail.com. Let's do as she suggested. Let's make sure we're paying attention, and if we see something, let's say something and let's do something. I sure appreciate you for being with us today. Whenever you are listening, I know it's not always the day of the show, but I thank you. Please share it with your friends and social media. Let them know we're doing some very positive things at Foxology today. Look forward to talking to you next time. In the meantime, hold it down. I'll talk to you then. Bye now.